From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says Israel and the Palestinians have never been closer to a peace deal. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas says both sides are serious about achieving peace. The two met face-to-face today in Paris, where they're participating in a French-hosted summit on Mediterranean cooperation. Syria and Lebanon have taken steps to normalizing diplomatic relations. After meeting with French President Nicolas Sarkozy in Paris, they agreed to open embassies in each other's countries, which they haven't had since the two became independent in the 1940s. Syria dominated Lebanon for nearly three decades until 2005, and relations have often been hostile. The Bush administration is reportedly considering withdrawing more U.S. troops from Iraq beginning in September. We have details from NPR's Craig Windham.
Once the last of the troop surge brigades completes its withdrawal this month, there will be about 140,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. At that time, a pause in withdrawals will begin, stretching to mid-September to allow time for a review of military force requirements in the region. The New York Times quotes administration and military officials as saying at least one and as many as three of the remaining 15 combat brigades in Iraq could be withdrawn or scheduled for withdrawal before Mr. Bush leaves office. Each Army combat brigade has about 3,500 troops. The Times says the view of many in the Pentagon is that the new withdrawals would ease the strain on the military and free up troops for deployment in Afghanistan, where more U.S. forces are needed. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Green Party has chosen its 2008 presidential candidate during a national convention in Chicago, Democratic Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
She represented a district in Georgia as a Democrat for 12 years, but Cynthia McKinney says it's now the Green Party which best represents the values of the American people, people who she says care about the environment, favor universal health care, and peace. The Green Party captured few votes in the last presidential election, and McKinney told the convention it will be a success if the Greens during this campaign can get 5% of the presidential vote.
It only takes 5% of those who vote to come out for the Green Party, and we will have an official third party in this country and public policy that truly reflects our values.
Joining McKinney on the ticket will be vice presidential candidate Rosa Clemente, a hip-hop activist. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama is due to address the nation's largest Hispanic civil rights organization today at the National Council of La Raza's convention in San Diego. During the primaries, Obama lost the Hispanic vote to Hillary Clinton. Republican John McCain is due to speak at the convention on Monday. This is NPR News. Harley-Davidson says it's buying a small Italian-based motorcycle company in hopes of expanding its product line and presence in Europe. Chuck Quirnbach of Wisconsin Public Radio has the story.
Milwaukee-based Harley-Davidson says it will spend $109 million to buy MV Agusta. That firm is about 1% of the European motorcycle market, but has slowed production because of financial difficulties. Harley president and CEO Jim Zimmer says he thinks his company can turn Agusta around.
The opportunity came to us because they were financially troubled, but as we look at it, you know, our first job is to get this resuming production.
Analysts say Harley-Davidson may have to pump in capital, perhaps putting a strain on its balance sheet. The deal comes as Harley has reduced production and laid off hundreds of people in the U.S. But the deal also takes place as the firm is opening a motorcycle museum in Milwaukee this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach.
Thousands of residents of Paradise, California are returning home, where a wildfire, still threatening hundreds of homes, is now 65% contained. Fire officials say they've also made progress on the blazes in Big Sur and near Santa Barbara. About 20,000 firefighters are battling more than 300 fires that are still active in the state. Tropical storm Elida in the Pacific is gaining strength south of Mexico. Forecasters expect it to pick up enough steam in the next 24 hours to become a hurricane. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is more than 200 miles southwest of Acapulco and will probably stay far south of the Mexican coast. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.